Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Legos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines. We have a celebration here in the studio this morning.
That's right, it's the holiday party at ASI.
It is the holiday party at ASI, and our very own Andy Cohn, a.k.a. Captain Killjoy, is having a monumental birthday this week.
Monumental.
Now, I want everyone to guess. He's either turning 20, 30, 40, 50, or 60.
I was going to say 75.
No, it's a round number. It's a 10.
All right, 40.
Yay! Happy 40th birthday,
way to
Andy.
Way to kill the suspense.
Yeah, way to play along, Captain.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We've got lots of festivities planned.
Hard, difficult ride. Oh,
Andy's
sorry.
Going to be riding a mechanical bull sometime today.
He is? You're going to ride
he
a bull.
Is
we've got posters
not
of your lovely
face.
You're going
to be riding a bull.
Oh, yes, you are. We're having a little soiree. It's Andy Cohn Day, really, here at
ASI.
Wow,
it's Andy Cohn Day.
I thought every day was Andy Cohn Day.
It is in my world.
So happy birthday, Andy.
Thank you,
Joe
very
Haley,
much.
Everyone's favorite managing editor, is here.
What's
Joe,
up?
What are you going to do to celebrate Andy Cohn Day?
Well, you know, I'm going to try to live my life more like Andy.
So you're going to what?
Be a killjoy?
I'm going to be a killboy. Yeah, killjoy.
He's going to be a killboy.
Killjoy.
Kathy Houston is here. Editor of Advantage Magazine. Kathy, how are you going to celebrate Andy's big day?
I'm going to have at least 2 glasses of Pinot Grigio.
Oh, that seems
one word.
Acceptable.
Cocktails.
Mm-hmm. All right. Rooster's here, manning the tech booth. And Vinny Driscoll is going to be answering your calls today. You can call to wish Andy a happy birthday, of course. Or you can call and
makes
tell
sense.
Us how suppliers can help you in 2012. If you're a distributor and you need more assistance or help or want to partner with suppliers in a new way, call us with your questions or comments. If you're a supplier and you want to say how you can help distributors in 2012, give us a call, 215-953-4979. Joe, what are we going to give you today if we put you on the line?
Pictures from Andy's party later on today.
Oh, those are actually more valuable.
And $25 Visa gift card.
Than what we normally
and
give.
And a $25 Visa gift card.
All right, so start calling us now, 215-953-4979. Let's hear about how suppliers can help distributors in 2012. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, Andy, the birthday boy, has a look at the top loyalty trends for 2012. You know, if you put the wrong words in your subject line of your emails, they're going to get put right into a spam filter. So I have some of the words that will sabotage your emails. How to hire the right members for your sales team? Well, Kathy, who is the editor of our sales-focused magazine, Advantages, has a look into that. The trends in sales tactics in apparel. Andy, the sharp dresser, will let you know what that is.
And he's we also a sharp dressed man.
Effective tips for getting word of mouth for your company, the one with the biggest mouth in here. Kathy will present us with that. We have our favorite things, some other topics we want to get to if we have enough time, but we'll start it off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with global news. Fast food giant McDonald's is facing a $1.8 million fine in Brazil for giving promotional toys away with Happy Meals. The government in Sao Paulo levied the fine after a consumer group complained that McDonald's promotional efforts are encouraging, quote, unhealthy eating habits among kids. McDonald's is obviously appealing the ridiculous fine. Sorry, did I just editorialize? Check out the full story in Promogram today. On to industry company news. Top 40 supplier Norwood and Bit Graphic North America said last week that it is unifying its field sales force to give distributors one point of contact. Salespeople will be cross-trained to sell and support both product lines. The new structure will be in place January 1. Supplier deals now. Custom HPC has announced a strategic alliance with NI Promotions. Custom HPC will now supply NI Promotions' line of laser-cut metal products in the ad specialty market. On to top 40 financial news. It's been a good fourth quarter for supplier firm American Apparel. The company said last week that its total net sales for the quarter are up 7%. Meanwhile, the company has also had a 16% jump in online sales over the past 3 months. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what is hot for today besides me?
Small promotional products that pack a powerful punch.
Like me. Is that alliteration?
Like tough to say.
Is it alliteration?
All right.
Or is it onomatopoeia? I always get
they're all little guys like me.
Alliteration.
No, okay, alliteration. Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Andy and Joe. We're going to take our calls now. We're talking today about how suppliers can help distributors in 2012. And on line three, we have Ray McKee. Good morning, Ray.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Wow, you're very cheerful.
I take cheerful pills.
Oh, good.
Hey. So does Andy.
And they're not working.
So what do you have to say today, Ray?
Well, it's a good question. What can suppliers do to help distributors in 2012? And I was thinking terms. I mean, I am always grateful that they do extend open account, you know, net 30. But I am kind of puzzled during these times when we're trying to get money from our clients so that we can pay our suppliers. I really feel it would be wonderful if the supplier would say, look, we're going to extend 1 to 2%, 10, and then the rest net 30 or net 30 if that's the choice. But when we're given an incentive to pay earlier, sometimes that does make a difference. And on a larger order, 1 to 2% can pay a little bit of a bill here and there, and that gives me an incentive to pay the bill sooner.
That's a great point, Ray.
Ray, do you ask for those kind of terms from your suppliers?
I've never asked. I'm first just grateful that they do extend the net 30, and you know, I don't take that lightly. And but then again, when my clients pay me early, you know, I do what I can to satisfy them. Do I in turn give them 1 to 2% net 10? No, or 10? No, not at this juncture. But if I had to get them to pay sooner than later, but they do pay pretty well. But I've noted that net 10 now is going to net 30, and I get kind of concerned when it goes over 30 for me, because then the suppliers are saying, gee golly whiz, where's our money? And I'm thinking, well, yeah, I'm kind of wondering the same thing. So, yeah, when they do that 1 to 2% 10, that makes a huge difference. I really do look to pay those bills first.
All right. Well, great points from Ray. Thanks so much for calling, Ray. And stay on the line for your $25 Visa gift card. Have a great day.
You know, I think.
All right. Thank you.
He could buy more cheerful pills with that.
I think Ray brings up a good point, though. He did say gee golly whiz, which is huge in anybody's negotiations. But, you know, you do have to ask. If you're looking for better partnerships with your suppliers as far as terms and, you know, the way you pay them, then you have to ask them. If you're working with some good suppliers, then ask for better terms, you know, ask for, or if you're willing to pay more up front, then maybe they are willing to give you a percent or two off from the total cost. So, you know, I think that that's a good start to this topic, because the point of asking is something, I mean, even Ray, who had the idea, he doesn't even ask.
Right.
So,
yeah,
you know, it's like, it's out there, and suppliers might not always say yes, but it's worth a question.
You know what they say about the squeaky wheel, Andy?
I do.
All
Unfortunately,
right.
Kathy, I do.
We are talking about how suppliers can help distributors in 2012. If you have thoughts on that or what Ray just said, give us a call, 215-953-4979. We have an email in on this topic from Sally Anderson. She's a dealer for Kayser and Blair, and she has 2 points to make. One is, my wish list from suppliers would be a comprehensive calendar of promotional events for the coming year, ideally a month-by-month format that is easy to read and that I can forward to customers with my own contact information. Well, Kathy,
I think Joe has something to say.
Joe's like the kid in the class.
Yes. suppliers may or may not do this, but Joe, what do you have to say?
I was going to say they need to read Advantages Magazine, because they do a monthly one, and the Successful Promotions Trend Report.
That's right.
Which also goes to end buyers, and you'll see a mini version of a calendar in there with ideas of how to promote and how clients can promote.
And also the Joe Show, I mean, you do a lot of seasonal stuff too.
I do.
For specific, you know, seasonal promotions.
I do. So,
like, everything all combined, it's right there at your fingertips. There, Sally.
So all you need, Sally, is the Advantages Magazine and the Successful Promotions Trend Report. She has one other point to make. It says, she says, furthermore, it would be helpful for specials to be sent a few months in advance so that we can contact our clients in time for events they may be having. It would be great if the calendar had suggestions from the supplier's product lines to go along with the promotional calendar. So there's a tip for suppliers out there from Sally Anderson. Thank you for writing in. And we have a caller online too, Liz. Good morning, Liz.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay.
Did you want to wish Andy a happy birthday?
Happy birthday, Andy.
Thank you very much, Liz.
How old, can I ask?
50.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me, let me interject. That's 40.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, anyway, maybe Andy's wise enough now and he can give me some
Most
tips.
Most likely not.
To develop some better relationships with my suppliers, so they're more apt to help me when I'm in a tight spot. So, any ideas on that?
Well, I think that suppliers certainly like when distributors talk to them in advance of deals happening. You know, they view it as a partnership too, and I know I've talked to many suppliers who have complaints that distributors come to them at the last second. You know, when they need 1,000 pens overnight, but they may have known about the deal for a couple of weeks. Or if you have a promotion with clients coming up in the springtime that you know about now, it would be great for suppliers on this really front end to. For you to give them a heads up about what might be needed. And then they could come back to you with some ideas. So, mm-hmm. We're talking about how to create the partnership between suppliers and distributors. This is really incumbent upon distributors to bring information to suppliers beforehand. When you have promotions coming up or you know of things in advance, then talk to them, look for ideas from them for how you can fulfill what your client's trying to do.
That's right. And suppliers now, at the end of the year, have closeout specials, so you could get mm-hmm. some really great deals if you're thinking ahead for next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thanks.
All right. Thanks so much for calling. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. It's not too late to call us at 215-953-4979 and tell us how suppliers can help distributors in 2012. On line one, we have Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning. Good morning.
And what's your question today?
Well, first I want to say happy 20th birthday to Andy.
Happy 20th birthday, Andy.
He's married.
I like this.
He's married.
I really like this caller. Yes, I did.
But back to business. One problem I'm having is payment terms with my suppliers. So I'm wondering if you have any advice on how I can get some better terms on that.
Andy just talked about that, right?
Yeah. Ask.
Ask. There's one.
That was Andy's.
Yeah, that's all we got. No. Andy, go ahead, expand.
I must admit I was reading an email here. And
she wants advice on
question.
Getting better payment terms from suppliers.
Like Joe said and like we said earlier, ask is one thing. Certainly, like I said to the previous caller, if you can work in advance with suppliers, then that's something that they'll appreciate.
Lots of
lead time so that they – aren't always in the rush mode. When they're in rush mode, it costs them more, and then the deal could cost more.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I would say, if you have the cash flow to pay more in advance, offer that. You'll pay more to the supplier in advance with the hope, like our first caller said, that they could take some percentage off.
And also develop a list of your preferred suppliers too, because then if you're working with them and you're a loyal customer of theirs, they're more likely to give you better terms too.
Yeah, volume.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I hope that helps, Joan. Thanks so much for calling, and have a great day.
Take care.
On line three, we have Stanley. Good morning, Stanley.
Good morning.
Stanley from California. How are you?
Up early.
Do you want to wish Andy Cohen a happy birthday?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Happy birthday, Andy.
Thank you very much, Stanley. Much appreciated.
Were you going to sing a little birthday song for
Uh-oh.
Andy?
It's a little too early for that, I'm sure.
Funny, I actually brought the Philharmonic Orchestra in here.
Excellent.
I'm getting a phone call. Wait, they're running late? Oh, okay, wait, I got the quart. They're running late? Okay, I'll do myself.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mr. Andy Cohen. Happy birthday to you.
All right. Yay. Way to go, Stan.
And Mr. Andy Cohen.
Wow.
That's very...
It was like Marilyn singing to JFK.
He's kind of impressive.
We might have to send Stanley this poster as a...
I'm sure he would cherish it.
A commemorative Andy Cohen birthday poster. All right, Stanley, what's on your mind today?
Well, my wish is that more suppliers would use these new flip electronic digital catalogs, because I find that it really helps in making the selling process so easy and the presentation process. I find that most of the suppliers, they're already, they do a lot as far as, for the distributors. And I have a wish list for the suppliers as well. I wish more distributors would be more loyal to their suppliers and pay their bills on time so that the suppliers would have a better time working with us.
Then they might give everyone better terms.
Yeah, it's a two-way street. But what do you think about electronic catalogs versus, traditional paper catalogs?
I like them. You know, it's more people are going electronic anymore, and if you can tie it into your website, you can tie it into your social media. Mm-hmm. I mean, electronic is going to be the way to go. I mean, everyone's developing apps for their phones, their smartphones, and their iPads to be able to deliver content. So, I mean, I think it's a good idea. It's less things for you to have to lug around and easier to probably search for products.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, and use it also in conjunction with the regular paper catalogs. It all depends on the client and what they prefer. You know, some people prefer to have that catalog in their hands.
That's true. I think, you know, that's true. You know, maybe more established, we'll call them, companies might prefer the older or the traditional paper catalog.
Exactly.
All right, Stanley. Well, thank you so much for calling today. Stand in line for your Visa gift card, and we'll talk to you soon.
Have a great day.
You too. We're going to pause now for a message from today's show sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, Andy Cohn's going to tell us the top loyalty trends for 2012.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-857-3370 or email opportunities@iPromoteU.com.
Welcome to the special Andy Cohn birthday edition of ASI Radio.
When do we get to punch him?
Exactly.
Happy party.
Pie in the face?
No, you used to punch, you know, if you turn 7, you get 7 punches in the arm. Or you turn 15, 15 punches
or
in the arm.
Or kisses, Joe.
That might be a Philly thing. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Must be.
The kissing.
We did kissing in New Jersey.
In Nebraska,
of course
we
you did.
Gave
very
cake
good.
And blew out candles. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I wasn't sure where that was going for a moment there.
All right, so there's a lot of new loyalty trends for 2012, Andy Cohn, and why don't you tell us what they are?
Yes, all right. There, the group called Loyalty 360 released a report that had the top 12 customer loyalty trends for 2012. We'll put all of these on our website at asicentral.com/radio, but let me give you a few here, some interesting findings that they had. The first is that you really need deeper engagement than just a points or a loyalty program, you know, the traditional sort of points program where you buy more and accrue points. That's just not enough anymore. Everybody kind of has those sort of programs. So you need a deeper connection with your customers than just that. And kind of dovetailing into that is the second point, which is you have to recognize customers at all touch points, especially when dealing in customer service. So any customer service people that you have to have loyalty in mind, essentially building the loyalty of customers, not just troubleshooting a specific problem, but actually building loyalty at every point you speak to a customer. So even through invoices or any email communications, the idea of creating a loyal customer to your brand has to be thought of at really every step of the customer-facing process. Let me give you a couple more. Social media is a huge source of information to increase loyalty. So there's a lot of companies that are actually creating loyalty programs based on what they're finding their customers or their consumers saying on Twitter or Facebook, either about their brands or just about their buying habits. So that's something that I think distributors can really use as the strategy for themselves. You know, look at social media, look at what your customers are saying on Twitter or Facebook, either about how they buy products or about their marketing campaigns or just about their brands in general. That'll give you an idea as to way to sort of target your marketing campaigns towards those needs that your customers are saying. They're putting information out there publicly that they had never really done before. So mine that and kind of use that to create marketing programs.
All right, we're going to put all these trends up on our website, asicentral.com/radio. Joe Haley.
Yes.
No one wants their emails to go into spam folders. We all send tons and tons of emails.
Correct.
What are some spam words that will sabotage your email?
Well, you know, one of the things is that they have a list here of 200 words, and they say that's not definitive. And, you know, the spam filters are constantly being updated. One point they make is don't use symbols like the dollar sign or an asterisk or an exclamation point. Like sometimes if, like, the word money will remove something from your inbound into a spam filter. So, you know, cheeky marketers are spelling
cheeky.
It cheeky, M-O-N, and then the dollar sign, Y. Well, that's also going to filter it there, too. It used to be a way to get around that. There's certain words, you know, bad words, curse words, that if you spelled it with, like, the S's with a dollar sign, you know, the spam filter couldn't read it. But they're getting a little more sophisticated. So things to avoid in your subject line, a lot of frees, free hosting, free installment, free investment, free leads, free membership. So if you're offering free products with an order, that might not be getting to the intended recipient. Order now. I mean, something that, you know, especially when it comes to the holiday time and you want your clients to order their holiday products before it gets to the rush time. We spoke about that earlier. You put order now and their chances are it's going to be removed from the inbox and into the spam filter. Profits. Another word that would seem like it would make sense to put into a subject line. People want to know if they're going to make more profit with selling a certain product, but spam filter orders. Save money, save big money, and save dollar sign, you know. Of course, everyone wants to save money, but you're not saving anything if no one gets that that marketing piece. 100% free, 100% guaranteed. Again, there's all things that would be good to have, a 100% you know, free program, you know, free turn, whatever it is, if you put that in your subject line.
What about sexy?
Sexy is probably
those,
something that's,
you know,
probably
adult,
you might have a problem.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's not on this
I'm
list.
I'm going to say no to sexy.
I would say no to Viagra and other drugs. It says you don't want to use that. University diplomas, dig up dirt on old friends. I mean, there's a lot of strange ones here.
Dig up dirt on old friends.
Yeah, that's what it said.
I
right
got
there.
One today that said I won the lottery. The Microsoft
Yahoo
lottery.
So why are you still
right,
at
I'm
work?
So I'm out of here.
Was it sent to you from an African prince?
It's not only my birthday, but it's Kathy's goodbye.
So we will post this list on asicentral.com/radio. Words to avoid to because if you want your email marketing to get to the recipient, you don't want it in the spam folder. Those are words to avoid. It's something to avoid. Me, just deleting your email. Don't put an RE in front to make it look like, and we've talked about this before, mm-hmm. to look like you're responding to something that I've sent. That and the FW, as if you're forwarding something to me.
Yeah, we're on
I think that's disingenuous.
All right. Thank you, Joe Haley.
You're welcome.
All right. A lot of people are ramping up their hiring of salespeople right now. Mm-hmm. How do you hire the right members for your sales team, Kathy?
Well, first of all, you have to be clear on what you need and hire the skills you need, right? Does that
Absolutely.
Make sense? Yeah. Are you looking for someone to bring a new business or someone who can cultivate existing clients? Expecting one person to satisfy all your needs is a setup for failure. Just ask Andy's wife.
Okay.
Compensate your salespeople well.
That one really went over well.
But don't bump. Compensate your salespeople well. You should provide sales team members a generous upside to their compensation because they're your company's growth engine. So, you know, you can compensate them more than other people in your company, even yourself. Admit a bad hiring decision and act on it. Don't expect to strike gold the first time around. And if you've hired the wrong person for the job, act swiftly and try again. That can be tough. A lot of people sit on, you know, bad hires for a while, and it brings everybody down.
Absolutely.
You know, morale.
No doubt. Yeah.
Just cut to the chase and get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
All right.
Cut
that's right.
To the chase.
All right. Thanks. We're going to be more tips on hiring right on our website, asicentral.com/radio. Andy Cohen, the big Counselor January apparel issue is coming out in just a few weeks.
That's right.
Wow.
It's our 12th annual wearables issue.
12th annual.
Wow.
There's some great trends.
I haven't been here for all 12.
No.
Sorry.
There's some great trends and sales tactics in there. You have been here for almost seven, though.
Six, seven, something.
Seven. Yeah. What are some trends and sales tactics people should be thinking about for apparel?
Yeah, we have a few different articles in that issue that highlight some important trends that distributors need to know. Obviously, as many distributors do know, the more you kind of know about apparel, the more you can sell. So take heed of some of these trends and definitely take a look at the issue. But the first is the return of Made in the USA apparel. There's a lot of manufacturers that are doing actually Made in the USA apparel. But the trend, the bigger trend, is that some clients are actually asking for it. So make sure that that you know your Made in the USA apparel suppliers, because there are clients out there that are requesting Made in the USA apparel. So take advantage of that. Second is there are new types of cotton coming out. So everybody's favorite T-shirt is always made of cotton. Well, now there's cotton being created that has performance qualities. So there's like anti-wicking or whatever. I'm bad with the terms, but but performance
moisture
qualities.
Wicking.
Moisture wicking.
Thank you, Joe. That's why Joe does the products. Moisture wicking cotton, which has not been seen before. It's called charged cotton. I actually saw it in a store this weekend when I was doing some shopping. That's right. I was doing some shopping this week. You got it. So charged cotton is something that people should take a look at. Certainly consumers will be interested in seeing that. And then the last thing I want to highlight is just some opportunities for distributors. As far as apparel is concerned, the first is QR codes and other technologies. There are plenty of savvy clients that are looking to use T-shirts and other garments and put QR codes that lead people to websites or to their specials or things that they're showing online. So take advantage of that. That's something that distributors can certainly do with their clients. The education market is expanding, not just for all the promotional products, but specifically for apparel. Every college bookstore that you go into has more and more apparel every day. So definitely take a look at the education market. And eco-friendly apparel is also expanding as we look to 2012.
It's all the rage.
It is all the rage.
You know, I was on my college bookstore website, and, you know, with the apparel, it's funny because they have stuff that the current students, you know, would, you know, want to wear, and it's popular with them. And they have stuff for, like, old guys like me
that would want to buy. Did you buy retro?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you get?
A hoodie with, like, a retro-looking logo that looks weathered. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
See that?
But see, that would appeal to me. And also, so there's two markets there within those bookstores.
Yeah, there's a lot more decorated apparel in bookstores, not just college, but high schools as well, than when we went to schools, for sure.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Everybody wants to get word of mouth for their company. Word of mouth is great and often free. So, Kathy, how can we all get more?
Yeah, well, Andy was talking about it before. Social networking is big for word of mouth, whipping up a frenzy among your client base. But you have to provide content with pass-along value. That gets you the best results. So when you give clients useful information and statistics in an educational or entertaining format, you increase the chance that they're going to pass it along to their colleagues. So you want to provide links in an email campaign or on your website or through your social media like LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, for that offers information to download for free. And here's five examples of great pass-along content. First, white papers or surveys or studies such as the Ed Impression study that ASI has done a couple times. Infographics, they're always well-received because they break it up into pie charts and things like that. Blog entries, especially if they have a little entertaining or fun side to them, like Michelle's blog. Podcasts and videos. And also, you should, if you have like Twitter, like today we're having a counselor chat on data security, like tweet that out to all your followers too. Something that they can really, you know, be educated by, right?
Yep, great tips.
That reminds me, we are having a counselor chat on data security
aren't
today.
I mentioned it, Andy?
At 2 o'clock. Everybody should go to asicentral.com/counselor chat, 2 p.m. Eastern today. Any questions about how to ensure the security of your company's data? Come join us.
All right. Now, corporate jargon. Sorry, I had to take a breath.
She fell asleep.
Dramatic pause right there.
Why killing corporate jargon adds value to a company? Andy, why should companies kill it?
Well,
oh, yeah.
Let's first
so
do
let,
this.
Let's, do
let's
some
play a little game.
Our favorite corporate jargon.
Career Builder just did a survey on what people's most annoying buzzwords are.
Win-win.
So, what would you guys say is the most annoying buzzword or phrase that people in business are saying today? Kathy, your hand is way up in the air.
Pluses and
you
deltas.
You say pluses and deltas. That's wrong. Melinda, you say?
State of the art.
No, that would be wrong. And Joe, you say?
Synergy.
That would also be wrong, although that is third on the list.
Yeah. Win-win?
So
win-win.
Joe is, win-win is not on this list, okay. Surprisingly enough.
So good.
Anybody else have a guess in the studio? Vinny, come
Rooster?
On.
Rooster?
Out of the box, Rooster number
oh
one.
Oh, my God, Rooster.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Well, and you give yourself no sound effects, no applause. No
way to go. Way to go.
We'll do it.
That's right. So out of the box, low-hanging fruit, synergy, loop me in, best of breed, incentivize, mission critical, bring to the table, value add, and elevator pitch, which we are guilty of saying on this show.
But we love
we
elevator
say it
pitch.
As a buzzword.
No, it's true. We don't. We actually
say it
give
as
strategies, hardcore strategies.
Those are all awful
show.
Words.
So
not
those are
pitch.
Terrible words.
Mission
and
critical.
What you need to do is say what you mean.
Yes.
Don't use these kind of buzzwords. Don't use cliches. Actually say what you mean when you're talking to people.
Because don't
you know
need pluses and deltas? Back to mine. Yes.
Yes, Kathy. We'll join you in
but,
your
you know,
mission.
People do. I think when I hear those words, I just completely tune out. So then I don't listen to the rest of
I think it's because people are lazy. Because
it means nothing.
Oh. Exactly.
They mean nothing.
It means nothing, and you're being lazy not explaining what you're trying
but,
to say.
But what
actually say what you mean.
What are they teaching in school? How many times do we get these press releases that first two sentences, that first paragraph, is just jam-packed with so much jargon, and half the time you don't know what the heck you're talking about. The other half of the time, it's like, I'm not reading any more of this.
Say what you mean. I think that's the bottom line.
That's a mini rant for you.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to Michelle, even though she's not here. Michelle's getting dental work today.
Okay.
Our favorite things segment, where the editors talk about their favorite products of the week. Kathy, what do you have today?
I hope nobody presented this already. It looks familiar, but it's a golf bag-shaped USB drive.
I like that.
Joe, you didn't present this, did you?
Very cool.
Thanks.
It's from U.S. Flash and Technologies, LLC, 93131. And you can get this with all kinds of amounts of data storage on it at different price points. And it's great for golf tournaments, pro shops, even, you know, the schools that give golf lessons, things like that.
Golf
schools.
You can
see a picture of that on asicentral.com/radio. Joe, what's your favorite product? You've got some wine.
Oh, I would like to show you a nice bottle of Merlot here. this is etched wine bottles. You can get Merlot, Champagne, Cabernet, or Chardonnay. We actually popped a few of these open. It's quite tasty.
Yeah, they were good.
But they'll put any etched logo on here. It's great for a variety of different things. We've got the end of the season coming up, holiday time. Companies can give it to
Andy's
employees.
Andy's 40th birthday.
If you have a wine and cheese party next year for your top clients, it would be a nice gift to give them on the way out. It ties into the theme of that. This actually has a golf course hole in there, and it's great for golf tournaments, Kathy.
That would go with my
This is a
thing.
Unique gift to give it
to. If I knew you guys were going with a golf theme, I would have joined.
This is a unique tea gift, and you can also give it to people at a luncheon or dinner afterwards. But it's from A-Plus Wine Design. We have all the other information, contact information on our website.
Andy, what's your favorite product?
All right, mine capitalizes on the tech craze and the mobile media craze. So it's a skinny mouse. It's a mouse that goes with a computer, and it's really barely bigger than a credit card. So if you could picture that, you could actually see a picture of it on asicentral.com/radio right now. But it comes with a long cord, great for travelers, and it is available from Primeline, which is ASI 79530.
All right, we are out of time today. Thanks for today's listeners, and thanks to today's show sponsor, I Promote You. Have a great week, and be sure to tune in next week, same time, same place.
Happy birthday, Andy.
Happy birthday.